Do you remember when the boll weevil thing came?
Yes.
Sure, that was when back in the, was that in the 20s? No, it was early 30s, wasn't it?
Yes. I was, I know you were when the Titanic sunk.
1912 or
13? 1912. You know what I was doing when they...
What?
Replanting corn.
And you heard about it?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes, my big girl. Or right over there. Down at the bottom.
Well, did you
on
all...
14 days later.
Did you hear about it from the radio or from the newspaper? Did you know? How did that get around?
I think it was from the newspaper.
How?
Newspaper, I think.
Okay.
I don't think we had a radio. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you, talking about the cotton, you say, well, that's a big...
Field of cotton. Be white. Ooh. One side
of the... Right, and if it were not quite that big, you might say, well, that's just a little...
That's a patch.
And what kind of fences would you have around the fields and patches? You said there's paling fences around the garden.
No kind of patch. No kind of patch.
Just didn't have to fence when they didn't have to fence.
They had to fence no cotton, peanuts, nothing like that. They won't fence unless somebody want to turn their hogs in and they fence up the peanut patch.
Okay. What kind of fence would they put around then?
Wire.
Okay. What about that kind that has a little sharp thing, one single wire up above the other?
Barbed wire.
And did you ever see those old-fashioned, did y'all ever have around here those fences that were sticks of wood like this?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What'd they call, you remember what they called them?
No.
Apparently, some places they said rail fences or worm fences. You just didn't have them around there.
No.
Okay. And what about, did you ever have any sort of fence made by picking up loose rock and stacking them up there?
No.
Wasn't that much rock around here, was there?
No.
Okay, what about, they have chickens?
Yes.
Where did the chickens stay?
They stayed in the hen house.
And if you, go ahead.
Come on out and eat them. Get out in the morning in the yard. Go on in the fields and everywhere.
And if you wanted the hen to start laying, do you remember that they used to put something in her nest to try to fool her to think there was already an egg there?
Yes.
What'd they call that?
Put a call in a nest egg.
Okay. And what was it made out of, more likely?
Glass.
And what do you call your best dishes? You might say, well, these are not my everyday things. These dishes are made out of...
They said china.
Okay.
My daddy would get it to have.
Right. And did you ever have and one of those eggs to fool the hens made out of that?
No, it was something glassy like shine like that.
Okay.
You know, we used to take a plate and beat that up and throw it out there and let the chickens get that to you, you know, to make them like.
Oh, let them eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and you said that the bucket thing that went down in the well was kind of long, what, like a couple of feet long?
It was about that big around. Now, in a bold well, see a bold well, it'd be about, they just about like that.
Right.
This thing be a little bucket about like that.
About 6 or 8 inches wide?
And about that long.
Oh, about 3 or 4 feet long.
Yes, uh-huh. It's hold a good bucket of water.
Okay.
But now that dug well, them there that you can look over in there and see the wall, you know, and you put them.
Okay, did you ever see them with a bucket made out of wood? No.
No, we didn't have that on our over there.
Okay.